Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, April the 11th, 2023, I am Tungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are probing whether political parties have selected enough young people to represent their growing demographic in this year's general elections. This after the ruling ZANU-PF party conducted its primary elections last month, while the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, is wrapping up its selection process this week. But first, an update on the commencement in South Africa of hearings by the Pretoria High Court today, following a challenge against the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permits by South African Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi. The permits for the 178,000 holders will not be renewed when they expire on June 30, a development that prompted three civil society organizations to mount a court challenge on behalf of the affected Zimbabweans. These petitioners are the Helen Suzman Foundation, the Zimbabwe Exemption Permit Holders Association, and the Zimbabwe Immigration Federation. Their cases will be heard simultaneously. The Helen Suzman Foundation kicked off the hearings today with its lawyers arguing the termination of the special Zimbabwe permits was unlawful, adding claims by the South African government that the economic situation had improved in Zimbabwe was caught unsubstantiated. The organization asked the court to rule that the permits may never be terminated. Lee Chonanjani, Zimbabwe Omuhle, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokuthi amabandla ezombusazwe aphe abasakhulayo na ithuba lokuthi bancintise kukhetho lwalonyaka, bedinga ukuba ngamakhansila, amalunga ephalamende kumbe yena umongameli. Kodwa singakangeni lapho ke siphathe udaba lwenkantolo yePretoria High Court kwele South Africa. Yona eqale namuhla ukuhluza udaba olukhwezwe zinhlanganiso ezintathu ezifuna kulahlwe isinqumo sikahulumende walelo lizwe esokwesula ama-permits abeZimbabwe abawaphiwe ngomnyaka ka-2009. Amagqwetha amela inhlanganiso ye-Helen Suzman Foundation acele inkantolo le ukuthi ivimbe ukwesulwa kwama-permits la ekupheleni kwawo mhla ka-30 ngoNhlangula. Amagqwetha la athe isinqumo lesi asikho emthethweni njalo akufanelanga ukuthi abantu laba baxotshwe kule South Africa ngoba sebegxile impande kulelo lizwe ngemva kokuhlala okwesikhathi eside kanje. Kwaziwa ibatereri be Studio 7, nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuti mapato eshe matongero enyika. Ari kupaire vechidiki mukana wekukwikwiza zvine mutsindo musarudzo dzegore rino. Asi chekutanga timbotarisa nyaya yedare rePretoria High Court muSouth Africa. Iro ratanga kuzeya nyaya yakakwidzwa nemasangano akazvimirira oga matatu ayo ari kupikisa chisungo chehurumende yekuSouth Africa chekuti magwaro eZimbabwe special permits achaguma kushanda kupera kwemwedzi wachikumi. Magweta erimwe remasangano aya reHelen Suzman Foundation auza dare kuti chisungo ichi achina maturo uye akumbira vatongi vedare kuti vatonge kuti hazvigoni kuti magwaro aya amiswe nehurumende yekuSouth Africa. And as the hearings went on virtually, activists for the anti-immigrants organization Operation Dudula were picketing outside the court, saying they want foreigners out of their country. Libazwileke labo ngabe Operation Dudula bebetshengisela phandle kwenkantolo ye-South Africa ePretoria. Besithi abeZimbabwe abalamaphepha asephelelwa isikhathi kumele baphume baphele kulelo lizwe. And now here is an official of Operation Dudula speaking to our reporter Thuso Khumalo.
So another reason is funa ukuthi bahambe babuyele emakhaya ukuthi bathatha imisebenzi yama South Africans like abalethi any special skill basebenza baba abo driver bama truck and yet akusi special skill umuntu owu driver kungathathi umuntu wase South Africa a drive but because bona baba exploit ama company aba exploit labantu umuntu ongaphandle uyakwazi ukuthi asettle less for 1000 rand per month yet umuntu ala South Africa because umthetho uthi uzokumela abhadale 5000 but bona bakwazi ukuthatha less amount so
That's an official of the organization Operation Dudula. Kuluma lenta telizin laba etu Thuso Khumalo phandle kwenkantolo ye Pretoria High Court lamhlanje. And the hearings will resume tomorrow. Libazwileke lapho abe Operation Dudula bathabe Zimbabwe kumele baphume baphele kwele South Africa ngoba ngokusho kwabo babathathela imisebenzi hanzi nebe Operation Dudula bekuZimbabwe banemagwaro akusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo ngavadzokere kunyika yavo nekuti hanzi nebe Dudula vari kutorera zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe mabasa. Let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And our main topic tonight, we are talking about youth representation in the forthcoming general elections. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, the issue of youth representation as we go towards the 2023 elections, we are now joined by our guests. That's Stephen Chuma, youth spokesperson of the opposition CCC, Brian Ngube of ZAPU. He is the deputy spokesperson of that party, and Mr. Frido Murechu, of the ruling ZANU-PF. He's the youth chairman for ZANU-PF in Bulawayo. Gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Live Talk. Let me start off with you, Mr. Murechu, because you were the first, your party was the first to conduct its primary elections. Would you say, as young people in ZANU-PF, you feel that you are adequately represented? Many young people were selected or elected in your primary elections. Are you satisfied?
Thank you very much. We are really satisfied as a youth in ZANU-PF that the youth are really well represented in the primary elections. We are well represented in the primary elections that we held. For example, we use the example in Bulawayo system. Local government, out of 29 votes, 18 youth were successful, so 18 out of 29. Then in Parliament, out of 12, I'm talking 4 out of 12, and the other 2, to make it 6, they're still very little because they're just well about maybe some year or 2 above 35. So I would just say it's at 50-50 in terms of MPs and in terms of local government, it's 18 over 29. So in terms of representation, we are very fairly represented in the very best that the party really gave us an opportunity to contest in the election, and the youth really delivered, and they are well represented.
Thank you there, Mr. Murechu. Those are encouraging numbers coming from ZANU-PF in Bulawayo. We are sure Ubaba Murechu uti phakathi kwabafuna ukuba ngamakhansila bangu 29, abasakhulayo abakhethwayo ku ZANU-PF bangu 13. Then kuma ilunga edalela parliamente uthi kulabatsha 4 to 6. Abazancintisa sizwe abe-CCC ukuthi bona baminjani. Ndibuye kwamuri bachuma umnumzana Sakhozi Chuma, isikhulumeli saba sakhulayo kubandla le-CCC, and ukuthi bachuma Sakhozi Chuma ndiwo mtawuriri wevechidiki mubato re-CCC. Bachuma manza vamurechi veZANU-PF vari kutaura nemafigures kuBulawayo. Wongo tinozva kuti bato renyu richiri kusarudza asi makupedza chirongwa ichi. You are wrapping up. But so far, mungati sevechidiki muri kugutsikana here kuti vakawanda venyu vari kupuwa mukana wekukwikwidza musarudzo dzegore rino.
Thank you. Makadini vateereri. Greetings, listeners. We as CCC are very much excited and we are very much happy with the candidate selection process thus far. Why are we happy? We are happy because our party, which is a citizen-driven party, takapamuka nakuma citizens kuti chirongwa chema citizens, chirongwa CCC, chirongwa chema citizens, kuraizvo kuti munhu wose anongova nechitupa chezimbabwe, munhu wose anongova mugari wemunyika muno mezimbabwe anokwanisa kuenda achinomirawo pamberi pevagari achikumbira kuti akwane pachirongwa chekusarudzwa kwemakandidati. Chirongwa izvi chakanakiranda zvekuti isinoita inozi nomination process, kureva kuti vagari pachavo vanosarudza munhu waanoda zvisinei needi, sexi kana gender. Zvoreva kuti hazvinei kuti uri mukadzi here, uri mudiki here, kana kuti unemakore api. Vagari pachavo vanongosarudza kuti aiwa kunzi beinoi kufungidzira kuti minda anokwanisa kutimirira. Zvoreva izvi kuti vechidiki vane mukana wakakurisa kwazvo, uye vechidiki vakatowana mukana wakakurisa kwazvo, nekuti chirongwa chenomination process tinoiva chirongwa chekutonongedza kuti vagari kana nharaunda inoti aiwa uyu mwana ari kugona zvakati zvakati, ndiwo tinoda kuti vatimiririre. Chirongwa ichi chakanakira pakuti vechidiki ndo vakawanda munyika. Zvoreva izvo kuti vechidiki pamuchaona pachazoitwa kushambadza kana kutaurwa kwemazita abudirira panomination, muchaona vechidiki vanenge vakawanda chaifanira kuchaitwa nhasi.
asa ina kujibidia kia kia kwa maazo wa mashu mashu matati irai asa tango kuhuza mwine Zimbabwe mpokiti wechi biki Zimbabwe yose naka kwanisa kuja wachipati kipita mchirongwa ichi wachisaru zao wano wano fungi zira kuti wano fangira kwa mirinia zira uto wechi biki mwende wakawanda ndiwa nga wachisaru za kakati mwote ya nisira kuti kwa mazita cha bida kama nengeshenzi kwa mwote wechi biki wakawanda cha inji wachangu wari kuparamenti wano wachangu wari kukante wano wachangu wari kupia rema zimai kwa mwote niki pia rai wachimiririna niki biki mishibesho au
I will thank you there, Vachuma. And also, please do stay on the line as I bring in Mr. Brian Ncube, deputy spokesperson for Ibandla leZaphu. Nomzana Ncube, I'm sure you are hearing abanye kuZanu PF la ku Triple C. Lina kuZaphu kuminjani? Lingathi abasakhulayo baphiwa ithuba elaneleyo yini njalo ungaba la mafigazi ongasipha wona ukuthi hayi nxa selikhethile selikhetha abangakhi.
Yes, uyabonga ngaleli thuba elinike lona. Bekuthanda ukulazisa ukuthi njengebandla leZaphu we are still in the process of electing our candidates. We haven't finished so far, but what I can say is as youth in Zaphu, we are happy with the involvement of the youth in the party. If you look at our state executive, it's the only structure that is balanced between the youth and the elderly. Looking at our SG is also the young secretary general of a political party in the country. So it gives us motivation that Zapo is open to young people and is open for leadership renewal. And this thing only starts now with a pattern in the past during the times of the late Dumiso Dabengo. It was an emphasis that every position in the national executive should be deputized by a youth if there is no youth that has been elected in that position. So we have been standing for a very long time advocating for youth participation. And we are not doing it for elections only, because what we have noted in the past is that other political parties are using politics of patronage, especially using the youth to push their agenda rather than the development of the youth. So ours is their credibility, and it's not politics of patronage. And we are not doing it for cosmetic. Thank you.
So we are ukuthi liphakathi kokukhetha Ncube likhangelela ukuthi all right lizaqeda lolu hlelo nini njengoba ama elections ukhetho solusondele plus bona abasakhulayo likhangelela ukuthi bathole isabelo esinganani kwabazancintisa.
Yes, ukhetho ethulu conduct kuma branches. Ama branches yiwo azasho ukuthi bafuna bani, ngoba unlike amanye ama-political parties, we don't go for primary elections as Zaphu. Ama-candidates ethu avuya from ama-branch, but i-position ye-party izethe ama-youth ahambe phambili. So ekupheleni kwale nyanga siyabe sesine-full list yama-candidates enguzwa khathesi kuma branches lama-achiyeneyo across the country. I was at Lama youth amateng kuma as a standard for Israel.
Siyabonga bachangoti bata ino inefenyuro yeru jinji inefenyuro ye Studio 7 uye tripachirongwa che Live Talk The Connection uhlelo lwabasakhulayo namhlanje sibuza abezombusazwe ukuthi bakhethe abasakhulayo abaneleyo yini ukuthi bancintise ekukhetho oluzayo. And kuhlelo we have Brian Ncube oweZaphu, Steven Sarkozy Chuma oweTriple C lo Freedom Murechu vano abezanu PF. Ndizokere kwamuri va Murechu wongo mafigaza matipa ekubulawayo ari kuratisa kuti haiwa vechidiki vari kupuwa mukana mubato renyu rezanu PF hameno kuti mafigures ayo angava achirepresenta the national picture kana kuti chii but tinombonzwa vamwe vachichema-chema mubato renyu kuti vechidiki havazi kupuwa mukana izvo zvakapa kuti tione pachiita G40 movement saka mungati bato renyu here is really moving towards renewal yevechidiki richipa vechidiki mukana izvo zvatichawana in the near future vachipuwa mukana yekupindawo mucabinet nezvimwe zvinzvimbo zviri pamusorosoro kwete kungoperera kumakanzura kana kuti kuparliament
nyakuzva iparty yaseZANU PF is a part of the past the future and also the present and ndoko tikwenza njengovanda hasisi kuti sinikita vadhala tiyahlanganisa abantu abadhala so that tive siguide because vava vakazisavela ngapa ihlanganise the present okuyithi thina mayethu kunjalo siyisafa yelizwe lethu so amathuba siyawanikwa njengabatsha abasakhulayo kuZANU PF ukuthi i-contest not ku-parliament only ngoku-MP only njengoba ubuzile ngendaba ye-cabinet sizanenzela ukuthi i-cabinet ezilileyo kumbe yona le khona kube nama-youtis ambalwa aphenda ngomongameli ukuthela ngama-ministers velatho comrade mswere velatho comrade mangalitho ndlovu velatho for cast coventry asingakhethi nomhlobo ukuthi umuntu umhlobo bani in terms of color or race asingawukhangeliya ngawo so amathuba sibili siyaniwa njengabantu abasaphilayo kuZANU PF ayisuke ukuthi ca iZANU PF ayikhangeli ipartne or registrate we are being given the champion and we are taking the chances and kunjalo akuna fithi yokuthiwa iyareserve for the youth because abantu siyafanana esathini sidlala endima ezijejeneyo okufuneka kwangumuntu omdala siyazikhanyela kumbe umuntu omdala engama laye uyavotela umyouth en uyavotela umuntu ongumama laye en uyavotela so ama-figures engitshele wona arepresenta country-wide zona mbelisi ama-youth amaningi amile asikumile siba-contesta ku-parliament ba-contesta kuma-m ps kumbe bawina arenethi abantu azekhontestana labo ngokudala ama-youth ajale ukhala sisa singekazi imali singafunika amathuba okuthi lathi si-contest i-time around ama-youth anika ithuba not just i-time around olalongo sisayise amathuba but abantu bengasukumeli phezulu but ukusesela kwalonyaka hhayi ama-youth asukumile sibili ngolunyenga wabo ba-contesta ndizanenzelekuthi abantu ababekhona ku-parliament iZANU PF abaningi bakhona bakuselocal government babe ngama-youth
siyabonga Mrechu and please do stay on the line ndidzokere kwamuri vachuma as the triple C can you make a case to voters to the electorate in 2 minutes why should they vote you guys into power
thank you first when we talk about the issue of youth empowerment we are the first point of party that we have shown that nyaya kuti mayouth anofanira kutungamira it's possible we have seen it we are the first political movement which has a presidency at the age of 40 which is the first time Petona president in Zimbabwe munomu ane makore ari pasi pasi nguva dzisati tingoona madhara ichizosvika kwakuti mapresident then if you look at the interim structure tinayo munoona vanafadzai maherani ma-35 years vana mukoma wasalos vane ma-28 years zvinoreva izvo kuti no ituti ribato rinotaridza kuti rinoda kuti rivemeijasisi rinyuwa ibato rinoda kuti rive nechidiki vachitungamirira and also if you look at our policies tiisiri kutaura nyaya dzekuti no nyaya dzekuti goridhe ringobiwa munyika nechidiki vasinati vanowana vasina mabasa vatingogara mumabridge asinyaya dzakanaka tisi tega titaura nyaya idzodzo makaona basi rezanu PF ripikisa kuti haiwa vanotaura nyaya dzegoridhe tiri kubiwa ngavasunge zvoreva izvo kuti paitotikatarisa munyaya dzemaelections pangori nebato rine cheke riri kumirira kodzero dzevanhu
Thank you, Deva Chuma. Bata Magadaron, Boturam Terer, as it named Terri Parunari, Wagadia Com Terri. Aywa, Tinofara, Munem Vunzo, Vunzaiti, Zepachidimbu. Thank you there, Mkoma. Vachuma, you have 30 seconds. Pindurai Hansi, say, Musna Jamuru Kweita, Nenya Askar.
Makaona kinyora satirikuita chichichina pamchoro kwa kushuwa kwa askala ati ya ingo riko ndiye kutiza mkia chumukuchu mwono kutuwa kumbe ya kasunga wa askala irikeza kutakupa mosha umumi aliku cheme rafi wa ndi aliku mwono wa mosha wano nifana kutuwa kwa hiyo askala wa sikipisi nukuchu wa askala wa nukuchu wa sikipisi wa askala wa sikipisi wa askala wa sikipisi afiku wa askala wa mwako urumende uchi nili ya mnangaba.
Thank you, Deva Chuma. I'm sorry, Ubata Muro, more times in the Famba, but please do stay on the line. In moving is a Gungan, I want to be my level of hotel and Jeng Zapu. Namafichan is Katsambi.
Yes. I think everyone is a Zapu in a cola, which was Ruya Ruti. You can service in Kuleva, Elizabeth Bapu, and Nakanela, Sekona. Kwesibusazwe ku-government ilizwe lalimi indlela ngoba ubukhokheli bethu babuqotho ubukhokheli obukhona kwamanje buqotho. We are a government in waiting. We are a people-centered organization. If you look at our modus operandi, we are not in politics of grandstanding, but our primary concern is people. That's why you're seeing there's this issue of Al Jazeera. It's surprising to see other political parties jumping, but this is what we've been preaching to people. This is what we've been trying to make it see. But we know who was going to open the government. In Jalo, we're on record several times challenging Kona Lokolo, who finds Lulua.
Siyabonga Ncube isikhathi. Ungasitshela liyawina nge how many percent ukhetho? Khuluma i-percentage. Ncube?
Khangelele ukuwina ehlisi nge-54% ukhetho lolo luzayo.
Siyabonga. Vachuma Mkomana ari kuwina sarudzo ne how many percent?
Ngikomana lokuna ne 63%.
Mnumzana Murechu, umongameli umnanga kuwina ngengakhe?
Umongameli wena ngoba 80%.
that's a whitewash there. Thank you very much, gentlemen. That brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank all our guests. And of course, you're the viewers and listeners at home. Alizwile lapho besilo Brian Ncube, the Zapu deputy spokesperson, Stephen Sakhozi Chuma, youth spokesperson of the opposition CCC, and Mr. Freedom Murechu, the youth chairman of ZANU PF, Kobulawayo. Kwanele, Olivalelisayo, Imi Untungamilinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.